On December 28, 1973, Richard Nixon signed into law one of the most important laws ever passed to protect wildlife in the world, the Endangered Species Act. The section justifying the law explains why it was enacted. It reads, 1. Various species of fish, wildlife, and plants in the United States have been rendered extinct as a consequence of economic growth and development untempered by adequate concern and conservation. 2. Other species of fish, wildlife, and plants have been so depleted in numbers that they are in danger of or threatened with extinction. 3. These species of fish, wildlife, and plants are of aesthetic, ecological, educational, historical, recreational, and scientific value to the nation and its people. 4. The United States has pledged itself as a sovereign state in the international community to conserve to the extent practicable the various species of fish or wildlife and plants facing extinction pursuant to A. Migratory Bird Treaties with Canada and Mexico, B. the Migratory and Endangered Bird Treaty with Japan, C. the Convention on Nature Protection and Wildlife Preservation in the Western Hemisphere, D. the International Convention for the Northwest Atlantic Fisheries, E. the International Convention for the High Seas Fisheries of the North Pacific Ocean, F. the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, and G. other international agreements, and 5. encouraging the states and other interested parties through federal financial assistance and a system of incentives to develop and maintain conservation programs which meet national and international standards is a key to meeting the nation's international commitments and to better safeguarding for the benefit of all citizens the nation's heritage in fish, wildlife, and plants, end quote. Many of the animals immediately given protection when the law was first passed are doing much better than they were in the 70s, including trumpeter swan, bald eagle, peregrine falcon, whooping crane, and Kirtland's warbler. But even before the law was passed, some people with huge financial interests were trying to gut it, and so by the 80s it became extremely difficult to get species listed in the first place so they could qualify for the protection the Endangered Species Act afforded. Since then, a few species have declined dangerously, particularly species of grasslands and shrublands. Sage grouse and prairie chickens are disappearing dramatically, but where they live, there's a concerted effort to keep them from being listed to protect the vast financial interests of the oil, mining, and grazing industries that continue to destroy their dwindling habitat. And one of the species that may become extinct in my lifetime is one of my absolute favorite birds, a genuine blue jay, though not the bird officially named the blue jay. The Florida scrub jay is found nowhere else on the planet but the highly endangered scrub habitat of Florida. As habitat goes, so do birds, and the Florida scrub jay is a species in dire danger of extinction. Its situation is exactly what Congress considered in putting together the Endangered Species Act. During a time as contentious as this one, with so many issues, some critical, some frivolous, to deal with, we have a powerful law to protect species, a law that has real teeth. So why have we put this law into a jar and left it on the nightstand? I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.